This is the live feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Thank you very much. Good evening and welcome to tonight's performance by your Winona Municipal Band. Thank you. We would like to begin this evening's performance with the song that was written for the 1996 Atlanta Olympics. This is Under One Flag by Jay Bocook. would next like to play for you Washington Grays, which was a march written in 1861 by Claudio Grifola. This work is dedicated to the 8th Regiment, the New York State Militia. This is a classic march, exhibiting all the standard notes and symbols of a great German or Italian march. And it was written for an American militia right before the start of the Civil War. Here is the Washington Grays March. One of the classic pieces of literature is entitled If Thou Be Near, and it has always been attributed to Johann Sebastian Bach. It is found in a book entitled Notebook for Anna Magdalena Bach from 1725. There are actually two books for Anna Magdalena Bach. One was in 1722, and those were all original Bach pieces. The second book, written in 1725, not necessarily Bach original compositions. It turns out, If Thou Be Near, the melody was used in an opera by Stozel in 1718. So the setting may be by Bach, but the original song is not. If Thou Be Near, but we'll say it's by Bach.
Thank you.
Our next selection features our principal clarinetist, Dr. Frank Burris, and his Lightning Fingers. That's the name of the song, Lightning Fingers. Dr. Burris moved to Winona in 1978, and he began playing in this band in 1979. So 32 years he's been a part of this organization. Yeah. He did have some prior playing experience before coming to Winona. In case you're not aware, he did play at West Point. So he's got a little experience under his fingers. Something I didn't know, Dr. Burris has a degree in music education, which I suppose is one of the reasons why he's such a passionate supporter for public school arts education. Just a wonderful man. He's been married to his wonderful wife, Ruth, for they're gonna be celebrating their 42nd anniversary. She's a strong woman. Please welcome Dr. Frank Burris.
You know, I couldn't let this moment pass. For many, 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 many years, when our dear Dick Linder was directing, this may have been my favorite moment of any concert in the entire summer, because as I came up to the microphone, he never knew what I was going to say. And that little bit of lack of control and fear and trembling was kind of nice to see. In a kind of a fun way, but we really appreciate everything that he did for the band for all those years, in the quality he brought to it and the rehearsal techniques. And we really, quote, miss him. But I want to say, having said that, I think we are very fortunate and even blessed that someone was able to and agreed to step into those shoes, even though they were two left feet, but and agreed to fill them. And I think he's doing an excellent, marvelous job of it. And I think I can speak for the band. We're very fortunate to have Myron King be the conductor now. I don't think he trembles quite as much as Dick did, though.
Thank you.
next piece features the entire clarinet section in Clarinet's Allegro by Frank Cofield. Some of you in the audience may have known Frank Cofield. He worked at Hal Leonard as a composer arranger in a career that spanned over 4 decades. He lived right here. Not only was he involved with Hal Leonard, but he was also involved very actively here in the community. He was at Central United Methodist Church, where he would write original arrangements for whatever players he had. He would ask, okay, what age, and he would come up with a new arrangement. So perhaps some of you in the audience played some original works by him. He was also active with the Elks, and he was on the executive committee for the Watkins Home. Frank Cofield passed away in 2005, very passionate about writing music for education. That was attainable, that was playable. This is no exception. The Clarinet's Allegro. Next piece we are going to play for you is a 21st century band composition. Don't worry. It was written in 2004 by Stephen Bryant. It is simply entitled Dusk. Thank you. beginning with The Review in 1873 and ending with Century of Progress in 1931, Sousa published more than 150 marches. Only four have appear to have been written expressly for universities: Marquette, Minnesota, Nebraska, and Illinois. So that's quite the proud distinction we have. It was performed or premiered in 1927 at the State Fair, actually, not at the football game. That happened in the fall. So here is the Minnesota March. Prior to 1943, there was not a single show on Broadway that had run for more than 500 performances, which, if you think about it, that is quite a few. That's over a year. Oklahoma, which premiered in 1943 in its initial performance, ran for over 2,200 shows. That's a pretty lengthy show. Run for a show, not that the show is run. It was the first collaboration between Rodgers and Hammerstein, and it became just one of the most successful collaborations of all time. If you're not familiar with the story of Oklahoma, shame on you. You should be. It's the story of a cowboy, Curly McLean, and his romance with the farm girl, Laurie Williams. Plain and simple. The medley we are about to play for you contains most of the classic songs. Oh, What a Beautiful Morning, Many a New Day, People will say we're in love, out of my dreams, the Surrey with the fringe on the top, as well as the title song. Here is Selections from Oklahoma by Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Thank you.
We'd like to thank you all so much for being here this evening. What a beautiful week we've had so far. Thank you. Thank you. Just tremendous weather here in Minnesota. The past 2 days are why we live here, after all. Thank you to Merchants Bank, for supplying our water during the break. It's really appreciated. And I would be very remiss if I did not again thank Dr. Frank Burris, our soloist for the evening. Next week is our final concert. Already, the 17th. Next week, it's a special show. Dr. Janet Hoikes-Hoven, our piccolo player, will be our featured soloist. And it promises to be a very animated concert. Watch in the paper, you'll understand. Thank you all, everyone. We hope you have a great week. Hope to see you again next Wednesday. Thank you all.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.